This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Down in here, trying to get the right mood for foreplay on Ben and Woods, and ended up turning all the lights off. Now it's just kind of creepy, but also kind of serene. Sun coming up.
1,000
lights in here.
Like 7, 8 light bulbs in here.
Yeah,
and 2 of them were not at the right level, so you tried to fix them.
Yeah. Now they're all off.
And then you turned them all super bright. We all went blind. And then you just turned them all off.
I just turned them off. I like it. But I worry that we may lose Ben.
No, this is perfect for me. In fact, I work in the corner of the newsroom at Channel 10, and the lights were broken in my little corner about 2 years ago. Never put in a request to have them fixed. I like it a little darker in my corner. Now, do I occasionally just fall asleep with
yes.
the drop of a hat?
You do.
Because it's, you know, the lighting is the right lighting? Yes! But there's nothing wrong with that. You just a little extra rest.
Well, the sun is coming up over San Diego. You're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. On a Wednesday, I'm Woodsy. It's Paul Reindl. He's our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Padres won. Great morning.
Yeah. 4 years off my life. We'll get to it. We have plenty of time. I used to get very nervous. If we don't get into it right out of the chute, people are going to be mad at us. Then I remembered, oh, no, we have 4 hours to fill. We're good. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, who has been working feverishly on a piece that I don't want to jinx it, but I think it's going to win you an Emmy. I'm excited about this.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
It is done. I finished editing it last night.
What a good feeling. And now this, again, is for Sweep Sweep.
It'll hit the airwaves today, yes. An in-depth look. I think I can kind of spill the beans now.
Yeah.
An in-depth look at the future of San Diego sports.
Am I
basically,
in it?
the next 30 years. You are not...
No, not a part of it.
I mean, you might be part of the future of San Diego sports, but you're not part of my piece.
Oh, okay.
I went a little above your pay grade to talk to people like Ron Fowler.
Yes.
J.D. Wicker at San Diego State.
Hey, thank you, man.
Steve Govett of the San Diego Seals. Movers and shakers in town to get their thoughts on, you know, big events that might be coming to San Diego, new teams. Will we ever get the NHL, NBA, NFL? I'm not talking 6 months from now. We're looking at the long picture now, next 30 years. 30 years ago, Woods, the Chargers had just signed a new lease to stick around in San Diego, you know, long term. They weren't going anywhere. I mean, it was a totally different sports scene 30 years ago. So where are we going to be in the next 15 to 30 years? And I know, you know, not many people have that kind of patience, but in sports, you kind of have to look at things beyond just, hey, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen in 6 months? You really do have to put on the binoculars and take that look far out to see what's going to happen.
I'm excited for your piece. I know you've worked very hard on it. I know you had to travel to different areas of town, sit down, do extensive interviews, then edit it down. Now, how much time did they give you at work?
So I ended up getting about double the normal time. A normal television story runs about a minute and a half. That's it, like 90 seconds. It's tight. You got to really edit and be brief with your words. I got about 3 minutes for this one. So I know it's still, for us, that's
moving
like nothing.
Up in the world.
That's like nothing. In like 3 minutes, we...
It's a joke.
It's nothing.
It's a joke.
On a radio
that's an
show.
Absolute joke.
Take on Woods lasts longer.
Take
than
on Woods is laster. Longs laster. Kill me. Last longer. I'm really excited for it because it is a topic that fascinates me. But again... This isn't sports talk. We're talking about our co-host here and our friend, you know, putting his heart and soul into a piece. Where can people see this? And again, at what time?
It'll be on in our 5 p.m. ABC 10 News at 5 o'clock. I don't know the exact moment that it'll be on during the show. My guess is sometime, you know, middle. It's not going to be like the top story. It's a feat, more
leading
of a feature.
Leading off tonight's news, Ben Higgins. And
definitely
the future.
An in-depth piece.
Kimberly
but
Hunt, today's
yeah.
top story.
Yeah, very slow news day if it ends up being the top story.
Well, I'm excited for it. I know you worked hard on it.
What's the rendering situation look like?
Yes.
I do have some renderings in there.
Okay.
Yeah, there are some renderings.
Let's get the audio and play it tomorrow.
We will.
And let's break it down like we do. So they're going to give you 3 minutes. We're going to give it probably 15.
That's the thing. Yeah.
That's the best part. You know what you should have done? And I'm not telling you how to do your job. You're great at what you do. You've been there a long time. You should have said, and if you want more on this story, tune into Ben and Woods tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan. Okay?
You might get a chance to mention that. Who knows? You never know.
Really? Okay, good.
Things are very, move quickly on television.
Yeah, they do. Well, I'm excited for you. I have said many times on this show that the most dangerous drug out there is clout. And somebody on this show last night went searching for a little bit of clout, and it bit them in the ass. And that somebody, my friends, is me, your old pal Woods. I'll explain. Paul, you were not here on Monday. On Mother's Day, my wife decided, just randomly, I want you to start sharing location with me on your iPhone. You missed this, right? Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. So then...
What'd you do?
So then I looked at her and I go, well... I'll recap the story.
I don't mean how did you react. What did you do to make her want to know your...
Oh, right, nothing. It was just a completely random... And so later when she explained, after...
She didn't find like another woman's underwear in the back of your car or something. Nothing like that.
No, she did not find another woman's underwear in the back of my car. So... She goes, well, I was looking and I saw that I share with Elise and Elise shares with me and my mom and Scott. And I just thought, oh, I'll just ask him. And I go, well, I'm at work. I'm at the range. I'm at the course. I'm at Taekwondo or I'm here. Not Taekwondo for me, by the way. It's for my son. I could never. So I go, you always know where we are in constant contact. Constant. I don't go out. I don't stay out. I don't go out with the boys. My going out with the boys constitutes going to the golf course. That's it. You know that. And so I said, I need to know why on Mother's Day you woke up feeling insecure and asking me for that. So that was a whole big hubbub, right?
Got it.
So then I said, fine, I'll share it with you. Then she declined it. So I'm like, what do you really want? And then she said, I wanted you to want to share your location. I go, you can have my location. I'll give you my phone every day. You can do an audit of it when I get home, if that's what you really want. We don't have that kind of... So I think the biggest problem, though, Paulie, was she went to Twitter and posted a poll. Do you share a location with your partner? Well, she got dragged pretty good. Now there's a couple in there that said, oh, yeah, we do it. You know, my husband does this. He travels, blah, blah, blah.
But all my friends up in Washington, they all share with each other. Like, we were driving to the ferry landing, and we're like, oh, Zach's already there. Like, my friend's looking on her phone. She can see, oh, Zach just got there. Oh, Tyler and Jess, they're just coming through Seattle right now. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
It's weird to me. It's weird to me. Yeah. And I don't know why, but it just doesn't feel right. But at any rate, so I get up last night. Hannah's asleep. I walk into the kitchen, and there's a package on the kitchen counter. And this package has been opened. The package is addressed to Stephen Woods. And I go, are you kidding me right now? She's opening my mail too? So I take a picture of the open box, tweet it. And I said, she's badgering me about my location. She's opening my mail now. I'm going to have to ask to go to the bathroom here pretty soon. Ha ha ha. Clout chasing, right? About 50 seconds in, I realize, oh yeah, my address is on that package.
Oh,
my address is there. My whole address is right there. Our address.
Where identity she theft 101.
That
don't post your address on social media.
Welcome burglars, rapists, pederasts, whatever. Hey, come on in. Here's our house. Come on in. This is my, hey, look up what we paid for it. There's all kinds of fun stuff you can do.
I'm going to Zillow you just to death right now.
So I put that out there and I go, oh crap. Now she was dead asleep. She didn't know about any of this till this morning. None. So I was trying to get her while she was asleep, right? And let it marinate for a while. Well, it ended up biting me in the ass. And I can't, I mean, at any day now, I will be opening a, you know, white chocolate penis that's going to be delivered to my home. Just at any second. I would say by Friday, Ben, I will have a dong of some flavor delivered to my home by some funny bitmaster out there. Now, here's the thing I have. I deleted it after about 40 seconds. It's still there. I get a text from Foster. Hey, look, it's still up. I go, no, I deleted it. No, I still see the picture. You can clearly see your address. I go, oh, no. So when you delete a tweet, it doesn't really go away. So it's almost like, why even delete it? It doesn't go away.
Yeah, it's already kind of locked in the phones of anyone who would, like, refreshed in time that they were on there.
In.
It's there. It doesn't delete automatically on their phone. Now, I pay
$2.99 a month for Twitter Blue. I think that should be, like, you get a permanent perma-delete. Apparently not. So it's out there. Anybody wants to come over for a barbecue this weekend? I may just hold an open, if you got my address, come on by on Saturday. We'll do a barbecue.
Like a speakeasy.
Yeah. The Woods speakeasy. It's 3 a.m. here. Hello? Yeah, I got the address online. I'm here for a craft cocktail and a barbecue. Yeah, I really blew it.
Well,
man.
And like I texted it to you. I texted it to both of you.
Yeah.
And said, do you know your address is very visible
yep.
on here, right?
Sure is.
And even though you deleted it, like in our text thread.
Oh yeah, it lives.
The link to the tweet.
Oh,
it shows the preview. It's all right there.
Oh yeah, it's there. It's there. So if anybody wants
a screenshot of our text conversation. For Woodsy's address,
now,
my Venmo is...
I've had a lot of, you know, some haters over the years that wanted a piece, you know, wanted to punch me out or, you know, hate me for some reason that people I've never met. That's fine. Now you have my address. I live at blank, blank, blank. Stop by anytime.
Woods, I'll take it a step further.
Okay.
And I have less to hide even maybe than you. Work home, work home, work home.
Hold on. What?
I mean, I have nothing in terms of location.
What do I have to
hide? At least you go to the golf course two or three times a week to hit balls and play.
I have less to hide.
I don't.
That's not how you say that.
I just go straight work home almost every day.
So do I.
I don't want to share my location either. I also will not share the read receipts and turn them on my text messages.
You have them on.
I don't.
I have them on for you. Do you want me to turn them off? Am I invading you?
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
Does everyone know what they are?
Yeah,
I mean, if you get the phone and someone texts you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you text them.
No, because you can set it by
person?
Conversation thread. So I must
have you text them and it'll say below if that person you sent the text to has read it or not.
Yes.
Like read it. Oh, 6:12 a.m. Hey, they read that text. So I know you've seen it, even if you don't respond to it. I don't want you to know if I've read your text or not. You, of course, I have read your text. I get them, I read them, but I don't necessarily want to respond right away, and I don't want you to think, well, why hasn't he responded? What's the deal? Does he not think it's important? Why is he not responding?
Me and Paul, we know why you don't respond. Because you don't care.
Well, that's...
You don't like
it's us. Not untrue,
yeah, like
but I don't need everybody to know that at all times. I want them to think maybe he's busy and hasn't been able to get to it yet, and he hasn't seen it yet, and he'll respond as soon as he does. No, I've seen it. I just have not responded to it yet. So
now it's funny because it's something I don't think I've done before. You did it to me and my wife many Christmases ago. Do you remember that? You got a Christmas card from us. You posted
I did,
it. The
yeah.
address was on there. Hannah has done it to our friend Corey Stewart. She put his address out there. Hannah's done it to us before. So I again, was thirsty for that clout and got bit by the bug, by the clout bug.
Now, when we grew up, you used to be able to look up anybody's address in the phone book. It was right there. We all had everybody's address, unless you paid extra to stay out of there.
Remember,
you were in there.
You remember information?
Yeah,
you
can call 555-1212.
I thought it was, is that what it was? I thought it was 1441 or something. 1411.
Well, I don't know. Here in San Diego. Yeah.
Can I get the, Reindl? R-E-I-N-D-L. Do you have a Paul? Crap, I don't know his mom's name. I think, is there a P? No? All right. Yeah, I'll just take the first one that you find. And you call.
It's not a very common last
name.
Hey,
is Paul there? No, you have the wrong, 1411. Can I get this other Reindl, please? I mean, it was a thing. You meet a girl or something, you're trying to track her down. I mean, it was almost, being creepy used to be very encouraged. It was encouraged almost. I used to leave notes on girls' cars in high school. You do that now, you go to prison. You leave a note on a random girl's car, you go to prison. That's a law now.
Everybody listed in the white pages.
100%. 100%. But people are creepier now than they used to be. I fully believe it. So so that's what happened to me last night. If you did get my address, I mean, you know, just go gentle, I guess. I don't know what to say. I will get a glitter bomb this week or a big white chocolate penis delivered to my home.
Or maybe you're just not that famous.
That could be also the
and
case.
And nothing. Now, then you'll get spun out because nothing
Nobody
showed
sent
up.
Me.
No you're one secretly hoping anything. Somebody sends you something.
I mean, if somebody sent me a chocolate penis, I would eat it.
Would you cut it up just to,
yes.
you know, just...
yes, I would cut it into very thin pepperoni-style slices, okay? And I'd pass them out to the kids for snack. Daddy, what is this?
It's chocolate.
Just eat it.
All right, foreplay concluded. Now with that, we can wrap up foreplay and get to the show, including yesterday's tense Padres victory. We got a Daily Diddy coming up as well. A Paul selection today, bands and artists that start with the letter H. And if you missed it yesterday, the return of Jesse Agler after a week off of the Incorporator. But a little twist, since he was doing television, instead of giving him a listener-submitted, incredibly difficult vocabulary word, his job was to incorporate a quote from the movie Airplane somewhere into last night's Bally Sports San Diego broadcast with Mudd. And yes, he did. He did it. Not once.
Twice.
He's
a genius.
We'll get to that coming up as well. Good to have you with us this morning, Wednesday, middle of the week. Stay tuned for much more, including Adam Jones at 7:35 right here. San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the reason is you.
You Darvish, maybe. The reason is you.
I've never understood. If you feel like music is going to be your career in your life, and you're going to pick a band name,
I know,
you're
going to
be stuck with it maybe forever.
I think this,
if you get it big.
I think that's what has ruined this band.
You have to be more careful with your selection.
You can't do bits unless you are, I mean, unless you're like the greatest musicians of all time. Then you can do bits.
And even then, you're probably going to turn people off that have never heard of you yet.
Because this is unquestionably the worst band name, I think, of all time. I mean, there's weird, like, hardcore bands where you're like, all right, that's ridiculous, right? But for a modern pop rock and roll band to call themselves Pooba Stank is so bad. But this song is, I'm sorry, it's so cheesy. But it's really beautiful. And if you have kids and a wife, both, whatever, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful song.
Beautiful song, ugly name.
Pooba Stank. You have stank in your name. Hey, it's the Stanky Morning Show. No! No. These always seem like such nice fellas, too. The fellas from Pooba Stank. I can picture a young Paul Reindel. Like calling a girl in like eighth grade. Hey, all right, what's up? Hey, listen to this real quick. Did you guys do mixtapes for girls?
Did CDs.
CDs.
Yeah,
CDs
same thing.
Yeah, well, I did both. I was in both eras, Paul.
I received one from a girl once.
Shut your mouth!
Didn't ever make them myself. I wasn't as musically inclined.
Stop the music.
What?
I'm going to need to.
We're going to have to dive into this. All right, Deets.
Not that. There's not that many details. My first steady girlfriend in high school.
Okay.
And she made me a cool mixtape with lots of songs on it that she liked, she knew I liked.
Was there a title on the mixtape? Kim Higgins.
There were some.
I will do anything if you can dig this tape out.
I don't think it still exists. I mean, no one plays tapes anymore. There were like some drawn on hearts, like a handwritten label and everything.
Right.
I remember it had Say Anything, In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel from the movie Say Anything. That was one of them for sure.
Oh, God, man.
It's a good one.
What else was on?
What else was on?
I can't remember. I mean, this is over 30 years ago.
Take sodium pentothal.
Just see if I can recall what's on that.
Yes,
what was on that mixtape?
Another day, another night, alone. No, he received it.
Oh. I'm so lonely. Maybe she was just like, Ben. I wish you loved me as much as you love Michael McDonald.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that's so good. I need, if you remember any more info.
If I do recall anything, I will take a note of it and bring it back to you.
That was such my move.
All right, if you missed it yesterday, the Incorporator with Jesse Ackler was back. Brought to you by Sinley Foods, 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, The Cook's Asian Resource. But instead of the usual crazy vocabulary word that Jesse does such a great job every Tuesday of working into the radio broadcast, he was filling in for Don Orsillo on television. So we mixed things up a little bit, knowing going to be working alongside movie quote maven Mud Grant himself. And Woodsy had the idea. All right, Jesse, what's one of your favorite movies, 80s movies growing up?
Yeah.
And he said,
he hit me with Airplane and Major League.
And we said, okay, Airplane. It's your choice, dealer's choice. Your job is to work a line, a one-liner essentially from the movie Airplane, somewhere into the baseball broadcast last night on TV.
Now, I got pretty nervous when we had him on the air. You know, he's been out for a week, coming back, broadcasting, and it was the huge, huge Padres auction last night. So he's got, you know, there are shows that we have a bunch of liners. Ben has a bunch of liners to read. It's hard. You want to stay focused on the show, and in his case, the game. But you got to make sure, hey, let's bid on this surfboard signed by Joe Musgrove, right? You got to make sure you get those in. So when he said to us, hey, look, tonight's going to be busy, I'll do my best, made me a little bit nervous because I never want to put him against, you know, his back against the wall.
And you hate to think that he's waited until the ninth inning and
yeah,
then the game's
then
tense,
he's like, oh, crap.
And he's still got to get it in. No, he did not wait. In fact, in the very first inning, you got to listen carefully, catching a reference from the movie Airplane.
First of all, welcome back Will Myers. Welcome back Luke Voigt as well.
Quick chat between Contreras and Miley. Wilson going out there, patting him on the backside. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yes.
Two on and two out
so
for Luke Voigt,
good.
Appearing in a game at the big league level for the first time since April 22nd.
So that was the first one.
Good luck. We're all counting
good
on
luck.
You,
we're
as they said to the pie. They said to the temporary pilots in Airplane, good luck, we're all counting.
Good luck, we are all counting.
That was a Leslie Nielsen line as well.
I think so,
it?
Yeah. So that was snuck in, weaved in the first. Now, a lot of people heard it. A lot of people were tweeting about it. And I do feel that something happened in Jesse's mind where he said, man, I really knocked that out early. It was a lot easier than I thought. He texted Paul, he goes, I'm going to do it. Or you, did he text you?
I texted him and congratulated him. Let's see if I can find the actual thread with Jesse. I congratulated him last night. I said, hey, that was great, but I was sure you were going to go with Mud. Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Right.
But well done anyway. And he said, he texted me back. He said, do you like Roman gladiator movies? And I said, and then he said, I'm going to try to get another one in here too. And I, oh, all right. So I kept listening to see if there would be another Airplane line dropped in the broadcast. And lo and behold, fourth inning, he actually not only got one in, he set up Mud, and Mud unknowingly did it himself.
Incredible.
Sure, you can practice these, but come game time, the pressure's on. Three hopper, short hop, up in the air, and the accuracy right to the C on the cap of Rivas. That's nice. Oh, yeah. You're the man. Attaboy.
Surely you can't be serious.
He is serious. And don't call him Shirley.
It's incredible. Just laid me out, as usual, those
very
two.
Very well done.
Just so well done. So, so well.
And I don't think Mud was in on that. He knew that Mudgrad could not resist throwing that line in. If he just started a sentence with the word Shirley, you can't be serious.
It's tough because, you know, when he's doing the radio broadcast, 99% of the time during the Incorporated, it's with Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yep.
Tony works on our station.
He works on the station.
He knows the bit.
He knows the bit. He did, I don't think he listens for the word, but he knows the bit.
Mud doesn't listen to this show.
God, no. Never. Never
he's
once.
Like, wait, you've been doing, what? How long have you been doing this?
Yeah, never once, my friend. Never has Mud listened to this show.
All right, we will have Jesse on again next Tuesday. Get back to the traditional Tier 1 listener submitted voicemails, 619-798-4892. If you want a word for Jesse for the Incorporator next week, you can leave that voicemail at any time. All right, up next, we will start going back into yesterday's game, our Padres wrap-up. Very tense from the beginning to the end.
It was excruciating. Excruciating victory.
So we will get to everything from yesterday's game coming up right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
She'll never stay. A wife and naked in the night and looking for some play. But just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place.
20 wins in 31 games for the San Diego Padres this season. Not a bad start. Not bad at all.
Not at all.
In fact, it's quite good.
Yeah, it's actually a very, very good start.
Is it sustainable, though? The last five victories for the Padres
every day
have all been by one run.
Oh, my God.
A lot of tight games lately. Tense, close. That one last night nearly got away in the ninth inning. I thought it had. When we go through our Padres wrap-up in a second, I mean, how sure? Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Even as a rose-glasses-wearing Padres fan, when that ball left the bat of Frank Schwindel with the bases loaded against Taylor Rogers,
Mama.
You thought it was gone, right?
Oh,
I had almost no hope whatsoever that it would stay in the ballpark.
None whatsoever.
0.1%. I was 99.9% sure it was gone.
Yeah, dude, I was a wreck when that happened. And you know, leading up to it, the entire inning, working backwards in this game. It was so uncharacteristic of what we've seen from Rodgers this season. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that can put the ball he's like a dart player. He could put it wherever he wants. What do they call a dart player? A dartist? He's like a dartist with the ball. If it's not dartist, it should be, because that dude was like, I'm gonna go low and away with a fastball at 97. Now I'm gonna go back foot slider, and everything hit his spots. Yesterday, looked like a rookie making his debut.
He got the first two batters, and I think he got two strikes on Suzuki. He was one strike away from going 1-2-3, like almost all of his outings, with no stress whatsoever. And then Suzuki got a hit, and you're like, okay, tying run comes up, so you got to bear it down. Then he hit a guy.
And then
you could tell that he lost some confidence and gave up a run-scoring single, another hit batsman. Now the bases are loaded, and clearly, you know, Niebla's come out to the mound for a visit. You could see it on his face that he'd lost a little confidence. And, you know, he battled with Schwindel, but I kept going, all right, he's throwing a lot of fastballs now because he's not trusting
his out pitch.
You know, because he doesn't want to hit him. That'll tie the game. So if I'm Schwindel, I know what's coming. I'm looking for a fastball I can hit and drive. He got one kind of middle in, and I'm going, well, that's what big leaguers do. Going to put it out of the park, and I guess we'll just flush this one and say, hey, everyone deserves a bad day every once in a while. Taylor Rogers has been so good, I will forgive him this one. And then Jerickson Profar settled under it about 4 inches from the outfield wall, and the Padres won the game. Unbelievable.
If you heard that rattling, that was me getting a Tums out of my Tums
reliving it again.
Because it was gut-wrenching, man. And I felt so bad for the guys. I felt so bad for the fans. I felt so bad for all of them. And I felt bad for Rogers. I mean, that was like witnessing a guy just lose the time, dude. And he did. He looked really, really unconfident in that inning after Suzuki got that hit, Benny. And, yeah, everyone's entitled to a turd. Every closer blows saves. Every single one of them. Some of the best in the biggest moments. But holy cow, like, that was one of those ones. I mean, my immediate thought was, well, we're going to go back down to -3 in the jaws of defeat stat that we have created. And it just broke my heart, man. We were all invested in as hell in that game last night. It was for all its sloppiness and ugliness, pretty fun game. I mean, to get on the board, to lose the lead, to come back. I mean, it was certainly an entertaining game. They were fighting.
Well, now, keep sloppily, but they were fighting. Keep those Tums out, because we're going to relive it in a moment with our Padres wrap-up. Ooh. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Molina Healthcare. For the health coverage you need, lean on Molina Healthcare. Molina has 40 years of experience, covers preventive services, pediatric care, maternity, newborn care, and more. For details, go to leanonmolina.com. Get the care you need. Lean on Molina. Bob and Tony's play-by-play wrap-up coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah!
First pitch swing. Ground ball left side. Slow roller charging as a third baseman. Off balance throw. It's not going to be in time. Infield single for Will Myers. Manny Machado scores, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead in the first. Swung on fly ball to center field. Pretty well hit. Azokar going back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall. Reaches up, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Alfonso Rivas ties this ball game up at 2 in the third inning. Hot shot past the diving shortstop into left field. Here comes one run. Luke Voit is going to score. The Padres have a 3-2 lead on the two-out RBI single by Austin Nola.
Two-out timely hitting by the Padres once again. This time it's Austin Nola.
Runner goes. 1-2 pitch is taken. Throw down to third base. It's wild pass Manny Machado. It's going to go into left field, and the run is going to score. That's going to go as an error to Austin Nola as Rafael Ortega was heading off to third base. The throw very wide of Manny Machado. 0-1 to Manny. Swung on, hot shot, third base line. Fair down the left field line. Cronenworth is going to score. Profar's heading over to third. Manny's heading over to second. It's an RBI double for Manny Machado to give the Padres a 4-3 lead. First pitch to him. Ground ball could get up the middle, and it will be stopped by the second baseman on a diving play, but the run is going to score. Great job by VR to keep the ball from going into the outfield and having two runs score, but it's an RBI single for Eric Hosmer as Profar crosses the plate, and the Padres now lead this ball game 5-3. The pitch. Swung on, driven to left field. Jerickson Profar is going back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall. He makes the catch at the base of the wall. And the Padres hang on to win the ball game 5-4.
Wow.
I think everybody's heart stopped in the stadium when that ball first left the bat of Frank Schwindel. Jerickson Profar raced back and was literally at the wall to make the catch.
Yeah, just a good day around, seeing some key guys. You know, Crony had a great day today, collecting three hits, putting up 11 as a team. It was encouraging to see some base runners out there. Started back rocking the
brown. Ever since. Now, the voice you heard there at the end, Ben, is bench coach Ryan Christensen, who's filling in for Bob Melvin, who is having surgery today. So we wanted to take a moment to send a shout out to our beloved skipper, Bob Melvin. Love that man. Love him so much. Believe in him. And hopefully everything's okay. I love the way he handles things. He came out yesterday, the media scrum. Scrum, for those of you that don't know, is reporters get around, they huddle around, ask questions and stuff.
Correct.
Just for the layman out there, maybe don't know what that is. And he said, look, I'll just get this out of the way. Having surgery tomorrow, it's prostate surgery, and I think somebody asked him, you know, is it cancer? He goes, they won't know till they get in there. So, you know, the GI issues is a little bit more serious than GI issues, and which is, it's very Padres, right? he's got an upset stomach. Actually, he's going to get prostate surgery. It's, you know, he's got a tightness in his elbow. He's getting Tommy John. See him in 2 years.
Downplay until it's too late. You can't do anything about it anymore.
Yeah. So we Bob, so much. So happy he's here. And just please know our entire show, our entire fan base, pulling for the great Bob Melvin to come through, flying colors, mud. Got a little emotional talking about it last night in the intro to the game. He's known him a long time and said, look, the guy's a competitor, competes at everything he does, fighter. So nothing to get too worried about yet at this point, but just anytime you go in for surgery, it's a big deal.
Sure. He's going to miss a week or two.
Which I found amazing.
It's a quick recovery. Well, I think the good news is that you know, he's still going to be in contact with all of his coaches, and he can talk to them and go through strategies. He's simply just hard for him to be in the dugout all game, as he said. You know, it's just not that easy to do it right now. So once he gets better, though, he's hoping to rejoin the team either on the upcoming road trip. Padres going across the country to Atlanta and Philadelphia, then coming back to San Francisco. So, you know, maybe when they come back to the West Coast or for the start of the next homestand after that, if he does have to miss a couple of weeks. And at that point, we keep our fingers crossed that everything comes back negative and Bob Melvin will be just fine. The good news is Ryan Christensen's been with him for a very long time. So he knows how Bob is going to react in most circumstances. And we'll just say, WWBD. What would Bob do?
Yeah, what would Bob do?
And they're gonna follow that path. Plus, there's plenty of experienced major league managers, both on the coaching staff, including Matt Williams, and in the organization, the hires of Mike Schilt and Brian Price over the offseason. Plenty of guys that can help out while Bob Melvin is on the shelf for a little bit.
Pretty good brain trust that they've put together down there at Petco Park. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about that scenario at all. Where would you like to start in regards to last night's game?
Let's start with Mike Clevinger.
Okay.
Because his first home start, second outing back from Tommy John surgery. You're always keeping a close eye on how he looks. Wasn't efficient with the pitches early. Got into some trouble in the first inning. Had a couple of guys on. Worked out of that jam. I thought that was huge. And really could have had a clean card in his 4 1/3 innings if not for the one home run ball that it might not have been a home run had Jose Azucar not touched it. It might have been a double off the wall. It was right there, top of the wall, very close, but hit his glove, bounced over the wall, ended up as a two-run shot for the Cubs there. But I thought Mike Clevinger, for the most part, looked pretty good and pretty Clevinger-like.
Yeah, I did too. 91 pitches, went 4 1/3. Again, you know, he some weak contact early, Ben. Balls found some holes. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy to see him back on the mound. I mean, does he want to go 5-6 innings? Yeah, he does. And they're going to take the restrictor plates off the Red Dragon. You know, at some point they will. They will take those off, and they are kind of off. But I liked it. His velo looks good. I think he's going to get better with every start as long as he keeps that arm healthy. I think he's going to get better with every start, and I feel confident with him out there. The bummer is, you know, in an inning like that, and I saw a lot of people kind of trashing Azucar for that play. I thought it was a pretty amazing feat to get back there. And then I did see a lot of, oh, Grisham makes that play. I'm not ripping on Trent Grisham. I'm really not. But I don't know that Trent Grisham makes that play in his sleep, which is a very common tweet that I saw last night, even from members of the media. I mean, if you look at his defensive numbers, Trent Grisham's, that is, they're not great. They're not great. One of the worst jumps in Major League Baseball for a center fielder. Very low. Outs above average, very low for a Major League center fielder. So I thought the effort by Azokar was great, and I think if you gave him that play again, I think he makes it. It was a really, really nice effort. What bummed me out was why those guys were on base. That was the worst part for me. This team started so hot defensively, set a Major League record, and then it has really gotten sloppy. It has just gotten sloppy. The line drive to Hosmer, maybe it was knuckling on him a little bit, hit him right in the mitt. That guy's on. Nola makes an okay throw, but Crony drops it at second. I mean, just sloppy. Sloppy, sloppy baseball. Just uncharacteristic from guys that you expect to make those catches. So tough for Clevinger to have to get, more than three outs in an inning. And it did. He threw a pitch. Guy hit it really, really hard. And I thought Azokar made a nice effort. And he wanted it. Clev wanted it. He had a chance at it. Kind of hit him in the glove. And like you said, popped over. But I don't know that Grisham makes that play, quote, in his sleep either.
I will tend to agree with you. However, even when Trent Grisham won his gold glove, his metrics for going back on the ball were never that great. It wasn't a strength. He did go back on one earlier this season. He made a really nice play on it. And I think it is something he's been working on. So, I'm not going to say that he would not have made that play. It's easier when you're out there every single day. When Jose Azokar has been playing, it's usually been in the corners Grisham's been out there. So maybe because Grisham's just been consistently out there and comfortable, maybe he makes that catch. It's not 100%. And, it was bad luck. What I'm really saying is when you look at Mike Clevinger's 5 ERA, look beyond the numbers a little bit. He had two inherited runners score in his first outing in Cleveland. Had those two runs that you could have saved both of them, at least one of them with a little better defense, obviously. In last night's game, that number could be a lot lower than it is right now. So, yeah, he's got the highest ERA of any Padres starter. Not really telling with how well he's throwing the ball.
Agreed.
Out there.
Yeah, agreed.
So, we'll talk more about the game coming up. Also, don't do this coming up next, Woodsy. And do this as well. What an unbelievable ending in Anaheim last night. Both offensively and on the mound. History made. I will include that with the do this when we come back. Ben and Woods in our next hour on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.